Gates, there would have been no impeachment theory constitutional experts wouldn't have supported. By Jeff Poor on December 5, 2019. Wednesday during an appearance on Fox News Channel's The Story, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, explained his criticism of one of the so-called constitutional experts invoking the name of Barron Trump, the youngest son of President Donald Trump. Gaetz told Stanford Law professor Pamela Carlin, one of the hearing's expert witnesses, that her reference to the youngest Trump son did not lend credibility to her argument and that it made her look mean. Carlin later apologized. However, Gaetz argued Carlin's remarks were just one indicator of the biases of the panel of witnesses that appeared before the committee earlier in the day. He speculated the witnesses called by the Democratic majority would not have opposed any impeachment theory. These were not dispassionate people invited by the Democrats, at least analyzing the law and the facts. They're advocates, he said. As I pointed out, the Democrat witnesses, the majority of them, are donors to Democratic campaigns. They have written extensively about impeachment. You even had the gentleman from Harvard writing articles that the president should be impeached for criticizing CNN, for pardoning Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and for several of his tweets about wiretapping, Gaetz continued. And so, it seems as though there would have been no impeachment theory that they wouldn't have supported. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.